Have you found what you're looking for? I spent an hour grilling a friend of mine who is the finance director of a local company about everything they do to manage their admin tasks. He's a friend, so it was not really an interrogation, just a catch-up of what's been happening over the last few years. Turns out that if you dig, you can find opportunities and things that people are looking for to solve. So let me ask you this, business owner, CFO, HR professional, office manager, regarding your administrative tasks and your to-do list. Have you found what you're looking for? From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify, sponsored by the benefit companies. Roger here, human capital management consultant, marketing guy, and if you know me at all, I'm big into music. I've been singing and performing since I was a kid, and I've met some of the most amazing people and business owners along the way. Now think back to this. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Reached number one for the Irish band U2 in August of 1987. It was nominated for 2 Grammys and lands in the top 100 greatest songs of all time, according to Rolling Stone magazine. Full disclosure, U2 is not one of my favorites, but no argument. They are unique and very good at what they do, just not my style. But in that song, Bono does not tell us exactly what or who he's looking for. Bono does tell us about his search so far, and you can tell he's not done looking and he's not satisfied. And we can all hear the refrain in our heads right now. Reminds me of this last conversation with my friend, the finance director. He's always looking to improve things at his company. And though he has a great deal of his admin processes locked down, he doesn't have it all exactly where he wants it and is still looking to tighten up a few areas. If I were to ask him, have you found what you're looking for? He would have to say no. He's still looking to solve for whatever X is. So let me ask you again, business owner, CFO, HR professional, office manager, regarding your administrative tasks and your to-do list, have you found what you're looking for? And what are you looking to solve? Where have you looked? How are you going to solve this? Here's a handful of things I've heard recently when I've asked, what are you looking to solve? Things like the board of directors wants due diligence on the latest technology available for payroll, or the employee benefits plan is taking a 50% premium increase. How do we deal with it? Or the retirement plan needs a review and better service. We need to vet some options. Or we need to hire 25 people and don't have an HR system to handle the process of hiring, onboarding, and training. Or we have 3 different vendors for payroll, benefits, and retirement, and their systems are not playing nice with each other. You get the picture. It goes on and on. You and your team need to gather information on the vendors in your marketplace to see who might be able to solve your issue. So say you assign one of the team to spend time researching vendors online and gathering options to vet out. You set meetings with 3, 4, or 5 vendors for payroll or HR or benefits or retirement plans or human capital management platforms. Get your team to those meetings and start asking questions. That's one way to start the process, and it's antiquated. Or you contact one consultant that has competitive intelligence on the vendors in each discipline. You chat with subject matter experts in payroll, benefits, retirement plans, and human resources about what you are trying to solve and identify the must-haves, the nice-to-haves, and the future could-be's. You talk about technology, integration, designing software for your needs, mobile and remote capabilities, service requirements, timetables, and all the complex layers your company has. More on the complexities in a couple moments. From there, you narrow the field of vendors down to possible solutions. That is a starting point. And it could be 1,000 things. Some of the simpler needs are: you don't have an HR professional on staff and need to offload the HR function. to get it off your to-do list. Or you need a handbook, or you need training materials, or your payroll is getting too complex for your current vendor, or you want to start a benefits or retirement plan. Those are pretty straightforward. They could be complex, like you have 125 employees with annual turnover of 10%, with 10 locations in 2 states with different tax structures. Some of the employees work in both states. Some work in multiple locations with different jobs at different wage rates. And your current payroll provider is not handling these layers of complexity properly. And it's affecting the employee benefit plans and retirement plans. Some of your tracking is done in one system while some is done manually. And your annual enrollment process, as well as your onboarding for new hires, is all paper forms causing duplicate data entry. Sound crazy? Yeah, we actually have a client like that. Or another example might be, you own an established company and you're acquiring a second company. While they will remain separate companies with their own tax ID numbers, reporting, payroll, and retirement plans, there will be employees working at both companies. Both real life examples. And it could be 1,000 other things. In our implementation meetings, as we go through each client's unique scenario, the path for each solution is also unique. There's no standard package or off-the-rack solution existing in our world. We design to fit needs and provide service to exceed expectations. Now, can we be the solution for every case? I'd like to think we can. And I go into every meeting knowing we have the tools across all disciplines to help a business owner. Do we help everyone we meet? We may not win the business, but at a minimum, the prospect learns something of value and can now use us as a resource for the future. And they know our name and our capabilities. So yeah, we help everyone we meet. Now, a few minutes ago, I talked about a different way to approach gathering info. To refresh your memory, you contact one team of consultants that has competitive intelligence on the vendors in each discipline. You chat with subject matter experts about what you're trying to solve and identify the must-haves, the nice-to-haves, and the future could-be's. You talk about technology, integration, designing software for your needs, mobile and remote capabilities, service requirements, timetables, and all the complex layers that your company has. So let me ask you, how does that compare with your current process? We find prospects fall into 2 categories: shoppers versus problem solvers. Shopping is buying a product or service that is pre-made to be used by the masses. You can shop in person or online and find what is available on the shelf and buy it to fit some or all of your needs. You buy based on price and availability and are satisfied that you got what you paid for. Problem solving is finding a solution built to eliminate an issue. Designing a solution is not for the masses. Designing a solution is custom fit to meet all the needs and requirements of the specific client. You buy based on, does it deliver the results we needed? Here's how we go deep in the weeds with our prospects before we talk product and solutions. If the prospect can find what they want on their own and it solves their issue, they don't need us. If the prospect is satisfied that a number of vendors can supply an adequate solution, then the solution is a commodity and the prospect will typically work with the best price point. However, if a prospect wants a solution that meets all of their needs, exceeds their requests, and includes a service relationship that is ongoing and customized to their company, then going deep in the weeds early in the process will get the best results. We go deep in the weeds to make sure the relationship works for both of us. And to leave you with one final thought, we are a design company, not a software company. We will not hand you a software product. We will build you an answer to your pain point and bring service for the entire relationship. So what are you looking to solve? Let's talk about what's on your to-do list. Where have you looked? Use us as your launch point for gathering information. How are you going to solve this? From straightforward to complex, we can design a solution. So, have you found what you're looking for? Thanks for listening. Be well.
A business person recently said it's like inmates are running the asylum. Regarding disgruntled employees, human capital management systems from the benefit companies will restore sanity to your workforce. Connect and simplify. Insource the benefit companies. ConnectandSimplify.com.